Do you use fixed functional appliances for the treatment of Class II patients in your practice? If so, what is the amount of skeletal change that you can expect to achieve using this treatment approach? Let me share with you now a recently published large systematic review that will help you in answering this question. The article is titled, Treatment Effects of Fixed Functional Appliances in Patients with Class II Malocclusion, a Systematic Review and Meta-Analysis, which was published in the April 2016 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics. The aim of this study was to consolidate the results of the existing literature to determine the cephalometric changes associated with orthodontic treatment using fixed functional appliances. The authors accessed 18 different electronic databases, which were searched for relevant terms for studies published until October 2014. Following Cochrane collaboration guidelines, researchers screened for articles of prospective, controlled trials involving Class II patients treated with fixed functional appliances compared to untreated Class II patients. Two authors independently summarized the data and conducted a meta-analysis to assess the outcome of angular measurements from lateral cephalometric analyses. A key point to make here is that data was based on changes only from the time of functional appliance placement to immediately after its removal. Subsequent subgroup analysis based on patient and appliance-related factors was also performed. Ultimately, the initial search of the literature and subsequent assessment resulted in 9 studies fulfilling all inclusion criteria. The total combined sample included 244 treated patients with a mean age of 13.5 years, compared to 174 untreated controls, averaging just under 13 years of age. The consolidated findings for statistically significant treatment effects were normalized per year in treatment and include an increase in the SNB angle of 0.87 degrees and a reduction in the SNA and ANB angles of 0.8 and 1.7 degrees, respectively. Dental effects included a reduction in upper incisor proclination, just over 7 degrees, and proclination of the lower incisor by 8 degrees. There was a wide degree of variation in treatment effects between patient and appliance designs. However, due to significant heterogeneity between studies, no definitive recommendations could be drawn. These findings led the authors to conclude that short-term treatment effects of fixed functional appliances include little change to skeletal variables, but a predictable uprighting of maxillary incisors and proclination of mandibular anterior teeth. So there you have it. On the basis of this well-conducted review involving a large number of studies, it is clear that fixed functional appliances result in little clinically significant skeletal change, but rather provide a treatment effect through dental alveolar changes to the upper and lower dentitions. The complete version of this article by Zimperdikas and colleagues can be found in the April 2016 issue of the European Journal of Orthodontics.